بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث السابع عن أبي على شداد بن أوس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله. This is the seventh hadith in this chapter, which is about muraqabah, that is to meditate, to ponder, and the aspect which is referred to here is to meditate that Allah is present with us all the time. Wherever we are, in the day, at night, in our public life, private life, all the time Allah is present. To keep that in mind. And we can gauge ourselves to see that even in namaz, how much do we realize that Allah Ta'ala is present. In namaz should be the most, but even so in our namaz we find there is a great lacking. So in the rest of our lives, how much mustn't it be lacking, and an effort has to be made with regard to this. So with regard to that, Hazrat Abu Ya'la Shaddad ibn Aws radiyallahu ta'ala anhu anhum narrates from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu. An intelligent person is one who subjugates himself, that is, he controls his nafs, and his nafs is under control. He understands all the tricks of his nafs also, and he controls his nafs. وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعَدَ الْمَوْتِ. And his amal is for the life after death. That is what he works for all the time. Well, ajizu, and opposite to that intelligent person is a foolish person. And a foolish person is who is opposite, man adba'a nafsahu hawaha, who follows the desires of his nafs all the time. The intelligent person disobeys his nafs, does not follow his nafs. A foolish person follows his nafs all the time. وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ. And he just has got some wild hopes about Allah Ta'ala. He commits all types of gunas all the time, doesn't do anything what is right, and when anyone is to admonish or he thinks for himself a little bit, he just thinks Allah is غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, that Allah will forgive me. He doesn't prepare at all for the life of the Akhirat. He has just got wild hopes. Hopes in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is that a person makes amal also accordingly. According to what he wants from Allah, he makes amal also. So in this hadith we are taught that to be an intelligent person and a mu'min is really that person who is intelligent. That he has brought iman on Allah without seeing Allah, that is the height of his intelligence. He prepares for akhirat which is not in front of him. He believes in the qudrat and system of Allah which he cannot see with the eyes of his head. That is an intelligent person. Further, he will be so intelligent, a true mu'min, that he will control his desires. Everyone has got desires. Whatever we see around us, we will want to look, and we want to look properly at other women, etc., or even on the phone, or anything. We wish to eat, we want to eat any and everything. Even in roza, we feel like eating things. But a wise person doesn't eat. In the same way, a wise person out of roza will not eat doubtful food also, will not eat junk food also. So that is a wise person who controls his nafs. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, in one of his beautiful malfoos, said that a person must subjugate his desires to his intelligence. Allah has given every person aqal. And we have got desires also. Everyone has got desires. So we don't just do what we desire, but we use our brains. We don't just go and do any and everything what we want to do. We use our brains. And then we should not just follow our brains also. That is not our khuda and our Allah. Above our brains, we must keep shariat, the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So that is really a wise person. Who doesn't follow his nafs He thinks about it, and he doesn't fully trust his own intelligence also. He subjugates himself so totally to the will of Allah Ta'ala. And wise and intelligent person is he who prepares for the eternal and everlasting life. A person who puts all his efforts just on a temporary thing, that person is a stupid person, a foolish person, that what he knows he's going to leave behind, and he puts all his efforts, all his money, or makes investment in a thing which is just a doubt, like a shadow, that we trust in a shadow. That is a foolish person. This dunya is the shadow of akhirat. The real life is the akhirat. So a wise person is he who will prepare for that eternal and everlasting life of the akhirat. And a foolish person in the hadith, in contrast to the intelligent person, is one who follows his nafs all the time. Whatever he just is, what he wants to look at, and he feels, I'll feel happy with that, he looks there. What he wants to eat, he eats. When he wants to eat, he eats at any time. He doesn't worry about anything. He just does what his nafs tells him all the time. And he just consoles himself that Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. That I don't have to worry, I can do what I want to. And Allah will forgive me. Like a person who knows that rozi is only from Allah Ta'ala. But he doesn't just sit back. He goes and makes an effort for his rozi. Like that, Allah is undoubtedly Ghafoorur Rahim, but the effort also must be made. We observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala to the best of our ability. We stay away from all what Allah has made haram to the best of our ability. So we have tried. Then we will find that Allah is undoubtedly the most forgiving and the most merciful. So we are taught in this hadith that a mu'min who is basically a wise person, he will not follow his nafs and his desires, but he will see what the commandments of Allah Ta'ala are. And he is the one who prepares for life after death, the eternal everlasting life. On contrast to that is a foolish person who just works for this dunya, just his nafs. What he sees around him, what is in front of his eyes, that he wants to do and achieve all the time. And he has just got wild, vain, hopeless hopes in Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has taught us through Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam this great lesson that we should have hopes in Allah, prepare for akhirat, and control our nafs. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand this. And it isn't just by explaining it one time or listening to it one time. A proper effort has to be made in this direction. Then a person will get this under control, and he will be able to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and prepare for life after death. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.